So Stephen Harding has been made a Knight of Norway at a ceremony in Liverpool yesterday. Professor Harding joins us this morning. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ian.
Lifelong obsession with the Vikings?
Yes, sort of. It started in a very strange way, really. I'm from the northwest, not from Cumbria, but from Wirral. And I think it was a discovery when the football team I've been supporting since the age of five, not Liverpool, not Everton, but Tranmere was a Viking name, and that really got me going. Plus, when I found that the village of Thingwall, which is a village on Wirral where my auntie lived, was a site of a Viking parliament or assembly, that was really enough to get me going.
Tranmere was once described to me by an Evertonian friend as the football team people in Liverpool support if they don't like football.
Right. Give me his name.
Moving back to the Vikings, are you a man of wild red hair yourself?
I've blue eyes, but that's not necessarily a sign of the Vikings. I think the genetic methods now is focused really on the chromosomes themselves, the male Y chromosome, and also part of the DNA which comes from our mums down the maternal line, called mitochondrial DNA.
That's a trouble with the Vikings, isn't it? I know we've had several Viking, well, at least two hordes of Viking treasure that in time might paint a very different picture of Viking settlement in Cumbria. But we have this stylized, stereotyped view of what a Viking is, and that probably isn't what a Viking is or was.
Indeed, the idea of Vikings with horns on the helmets and things, that really came from the Victorians, and I suppose from the Wagnerian operas and things. But if folks want to think of Vikings like that, that's fine. But that wasn't the reality. But they were certainly fearsome. But also they were diplomats. They were lawyers. The word law actually is a Viking name, and they were great boat builders. So they weren't just a bunch of violent people.
Tell me about this honour, the Knight of Norway. I mean, people are going to write today that makes you an honorary Viking. What actually, to you, does it mean?
Well, it was a great surprise when I was rung up by the ambassador, and it was absolutely shell-shocked. But it is a great honour, but it represents the work of a large number of people, not just myself. I think the Norwegians, they don't make a big fuss of these things as we do here. In the ceremony in Liverpool yesterday, there was no sort of swords and things going on. But, it was still a very nice honour.
Do you sort of get the freedom of the fjords and the right to a free Christmas tree every year?
That's right. Or free flights on Ryanair to Oslo. No, not at all. It's purely an honorary thing, but it's still very nice.
Is there still much we do need to learn about the Viking settlement in this part of the world?
I think we're learning things all the time. I mean, discoveries are being made. The burials, for example, Cumwitten a few years ago, and the whole of the northwest is a Viking hotspot, not just in terms of the archaeology, but in terms of the genetics and other things. So research is going on all the time. And if I can plug a book, there'll be a book coming out later on this year, edited by myself and a colleague, David Griffiths, called In Search of the Vikings, and there will be a significant part of Cumbria in that book.
Brilliant. Stephen, thank you for spending time with us on Breakfast this morning. Professor Stephen Harding, Knight of Norway. 29 minutes past 7 now.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
Traffic and travel.